Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I really wanted to talk about our challenges in life in this show. We all have them. Surprise! Maybe you didn't think you had any. Well, maybe you're very rare. But in the meantime, as I love to talk about cards, playing cards, a 52-card deck, with a master about 52-card deck, who's written a book called Play Your Cards Right, Alexander Dunlop. Welcome back to Energy Stew, Alexander.
Peter, thank you for having me, as always. It's a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Yeah, and we're going to – I really wanted to talk about challenges. And recently you showed me a chart that is fascinating because it contains challenge cards and gift cards, mm-hmm. along with our birth card. So if we know what our birth card is, and let's talk about that quickly so that mm-hmm. people can go to your website and find their birth card and other information. So can you send people to your...
Oh, the link? Sure. So the website, it's a nonprofit organization that I started called Life Elevated. And the website is lifeelevated.life. And right on the homepage, there's an orange button. You click to find out your birth card. And it'll take you to a page on the site where you can enter your date of birth and you'll find out a short reading of your birth card. And that'll get you started. And then from there, as Peter mentions, I've written a book. I also am now offering a free digital version, a condensed version of my book. So you can download that as well.
That's wonderful. So I just want to start off, though, talking about how meaningful these cards are in people's lives, because this last weekend I had a chance of spending time with a close friend's son and his two sons. He has three sons. Two of them were with him. They're young teenagers. And I was able to sit with all of them and talk about the birth cards of each member of the family, because mm-hmm. it's easy to find that out. Anybody can. And understand why each member of the family is the way they are. Mm-hmm. And I do this a lot because it's easy to do. I keep a chart of the cards and the dates on my phone, so I can easily refer to that. And it was remarkable, and it's always remarkable because you know you have the same experiences with people. They get it because these cards are always right to the point of our personalities, and we understand each other in ways that we weren't clear about before, because this creates clarity. Mm-hmm. And it was so remarkable to watch this transformation of ahas in these people, that just when we were done, it was like, yeah, now they understand why each of them are the way they are. Of course, there's a lot more to it. You know,
it's a good start. It's a good opening lens. It certainly helped me a great deal when I found out just the meaning of my birth card. But then, yes, there's so much more to learn.
Right. And it's so wonderful to watch people really become excited about it. Mm. My friend's youngest son couldn't wait to get home and get on your website and learn more about all of this.
Oh, wow. So, yes, some people are really curious, and I found some people just don't want to know.
A lot of people aren't interested in self-discovery.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, but let's work with the people who are interested. I think that makes more successful people in life. The more you are willing to work on yourself and know yourself, the better your choices in life can be.
It's true.
Yeah. So I want to focus on on challenges, gifts and challenges, because each birth card has a particular gift and a challenge. Although I noticed that there are a couple cards that don't. The Jack of Hearts and the King of Spades don't seem to have.
The Jack of Hearts, the King of Spades, and the Eight of Clubs don't have the same soul challenge or soul gift that the other cards have. They're a special class of three. That's the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
And does that make them happier or have a simpler life because they don't have a direct challenge?
Not necessarily. They can be more stuck and more stubborn.
Okay.
The way that the energy flows through the challenge, and it's like a circuitry. And so we have our primary pattern, and there's an energy that gives to us and then an energy that we give to, and it's like a circuitry. And so there's a flow. So it's always moving in that direction. The gift is giving to us and we're giving energy to the challenge. Those three, they're fixed. And so they can be more like immovable and strong, right? Positively speaking, but negatively speaking, stubborn and, you know, unyielding in a negative way.
So interesting. So nobody gets away scot-free.
That's why we're here in the school of life.
So I want to go over these cards, some of these challenges.
Yes.
Because one of the cards that came up this weekend, I thought of you right away, because it was the Seven of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Seven of Diamonds has a gift card and a challenge card that are the same.
Yes. And then there are four cards that have the same gift card and challenge card. And that's the Nine of Hearts and the Seven of Diamonds. They are a soul twin pair. And the Ace of Clubs and the Two of Hearts is another soul twin pair.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay. So let's start off by recognizing that you're a Nine of Hearts.
Right? My birth card is the Nine of Hearts. So that means in my case, the challenge of my life is represented as the Seven of Diamonds, but also the gift of my life is represented as the Seven of Diamonds. So there's a circular flow of energy from the Nine of Hearts. Yeah.
So it's easy to talk about cards and just name them, but let's talk about meaning behind them.
Absolutely.
So what does that Seven of Diamonds do for you?
Well, what it does for me, we'll start there as a gift. The Seven of Diamonds would be magical manifestation of money, resources, abundance. So that definitely happens for me. I get magically provided for in financial abundance. The challenge I find from my Nine of Hearts when the Seven is flipped down is I can get easily discouraged that what I'm doing isn't making a difference.
So it's a trap.
So and the way that this plays out, and this is true for all of the challenge cards and gift cards, is that if the birth card energy is in its lower vibration, then that challenge really shows up. So in my case, if my heart, Nine of Hearts, if my heart gets sad and deflated, then I start to think, well, it's not making a difference. You know, diamonds is things, the stuff of life, like what I'm doing isn't actually having an impact, isn't actually changing our physical reality. And then I can really get stuck in that challenge.
Right. Because I think of the Nine of Hearts as, since it's a nine, it's the last single digit number, it's seeking to have it all, seeking to fulfill yourself as much as you can. And then that comes to completion. So your life has a lot of completions in it.
It does.
And then you seek out new opportunities that have their own completion, but maybe not for 30 or 40 or 50 years.
Well, I've certainly moved through through chapters in my life, 9-year cycles, you might even say.
Right. And that's interesting, those 9-year cycles. So what's fascinating is that one of the people this weekend was a Seven of Diamonds. So they're challenge and gift card was a Nine of Hearts.
So that would mean for them, they can get really, they can feel betrayed, emotionally betrayed in life. That would be the challenge, like people letting them down. And then the gift of the Nine of Hearts would be the kindness of strangers. People want to help them.
So it's a mixed bag of
helping
people and harming people. People who would
harm. Well, usually with first seven of diamonds, someone who they love intimately, family member, father, mother, sister, they feel betrayed by this person. And yet strangers help them for no good reason, apparently. They just like to help them.
Interesting. Well, we might say that life is very serendipitous and we can't explain everything.
So, should we talk about your soul challenge card and your soul gift card?
I would love that. So my birth card is a Four of Clubs. And that's a difficult card because I'm always trying to get things straight. And it's a very challenged card because people want to upset my balance with what I believe in.
Peter, you know what I'm going to say. All the cards are equally challenged.
Yes. And all right. So I have mine. And, but it has a gift.
Absolutely.
And the gift is the Six of Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is that to me is that there's good heart in my life.
Good heartfelt karma.
Right. But it's selective. Because sixes are fussy about who they let into their hearts.
It can be, but the way, so okay, so let's talk about the soul gift card. The way that it shows up is typically in the positive light.
Right.
So the positive light of the Six of Hearts is being at peace in your heart.
So in other words, those people I'm choosy about show up. So yes. I get to have the love in my life I need.
That's right. And you have that loving support. Because the Six of Hearts is a very strong, straight, true love. So you have like a backbone of love and support in your life.
It's true, right. And that's why it's fussy, because sixes really want what's true.
Now here's a fun exercise that I try with people sometimes. If you had to count on... you know, count the number of people who you would say love you unconditionally, how many people would you count?
Certainly my family.
So how many? So,
well, I there are others, there are close friends, and my immediate family, you know I don't know. Let's say all together, even my two-year-old granddaughter, I think, loves me unconditionally. Yeah. Immediate family, I don't know. Let's just say that it can add up to, with family and friends, about 10 people.
Okay. I ask because that I've done this now with a lot of people. Whenever there's a soul gift card that's a heart card, I'll ask them, count up the number of people who love you unconditionally, and let's say it's the Six of Hearts, they'll count six people.
Oh, no, I have more than that.
So you have even more, so you're even more blessed.
Yeah, I am. It's great. But beyond that...
Well, this is important. Okay, so this is a nice, interesting segue. You mentioned right at the top of the show about people maybe not even realizing they have challenges. I've now been doing this work professionally for 10 years. And people I found are always aware of their challenges. Always. Whatever I show them, this is your challenge card in life. They're like, oh yeah, I know that one. And then when I say, here's your soul gift card, they're like, yeah, I don't see that one so much. Not so sure about that one. And it's this interesting human psychology that we're acutely aware of our challenges, but not so aware of our gifts.
Right. And one of the great opportunities in life is to count your blessings.
Yes.
Live in gratitude.
Exactly.
And we enough of that.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And this soul gift card represents a gift of grace that comes freely. And many of us don't know how to welcome a freely given gift. We don't know how, and this is
interesting how limited we are.
So you have this freely given gift of unconditional love from these people who support you.
Yes. And
what I found too is that the more we welcome our soul gift energy into our lives, the more we have wind beneath our wings and energy that's vital energy to power us on our journey.
That's great. And then let's look at this horrible, terrible challenge card that I have.
Which is a fun one. It's the 5 o'clock.
not if it's a challenge card, but...
Well, the challenge of the 5 of clubs would mean being mentally restless.
More than that.
Yeah, well, let's start with that, but yes.
Yeah.
Dissatisfied mentally, like you've never learned enough, or there's always more to know. And looking for more answers.
I'll tell you how I interpret it.
Please.
That, because this card has been there all my life.
Of course.
And my early years through my early 20s, most people told me I wasn't smart enough.
Mm.
You know, I was told I shouldn't go to college, not by my parents.
Right.
They were fine, but teachers. Can you imagine a school telling you, oh, you're right. Not college material. And
here you are, a master of knowledge, having interviewed so many smart people and gathered all this wonderful knowledge.
Right. And it comes from the need, actually, from my childhood, from conditioning of being told I'm not smart. Mm. So that's the 5 of clubs at work is saying, hey, maybe your thinking isn't up to par.
Hmm.
And so my job in life is to challenge my challenge card.
It can be. I'm going to suggest to you that where that's coming from, so we're going to have to go a couple layers deeper to show you where I believe that criticism is coming from that you're reflecting on. So you know your personality card or your ruling card is the Jack of Spades.
Right.
And you know that we tend to show up in that and overplay that, and people identify that with us, and so people, that's the way they see us.
And that's a tough card to be overplayed.
Hold on a second. It is. And what happens is the gift of the Jack of Spades is the 10 of Clubs. And the 10 of Clubs is about being smart or smart enough. And knowing your knowledge, having abundant knowledge. And people who are born to play the 10 of clubs often struggle with, am I smart enough? Do I really know enough?
Yes, I know a lot of 10 of clubs that are really bothered by that.
That's right. So where I'm going with this, and this is another thing I've noticed in my work over these years, is that people shame us and belittle us for the gift that we have, which is this terrible irony and terrible paradox that they belittle and shame us for the very thing that we're gifted to do.
Well, it's part of the shadows of life that we're here for.
You know, and so I've noticed that. The things that people struggle with are often is accepting their gifts, because those are the very things that people told them they couldn't do or didn't have. And in your case, you have this gift of the 10 of clubs, which is having abundant knowledge, but the fear is I'm not smart enough.
Right, and that gets provoked by the 5 of clubs that says, maybe you're not.
Well, it gets provoked by the people around you, as you mentioned. It's the people around you not allowing you to have your gift or welcome your gift or trying to block you from receiving your gift.
But it takes two to tango.
Of course.
So, and the Jack of Spades is an out-of-the-box card.
Well, that's right. So that's it's a wild one to play with anyway, as you mentioned. It's a jack-in-the-box, free spirit. And
right, my free spirit has scared people all my life.
Yeah.
And
what happens is when that scares them, their response is, you're not smart enough. And that's their way of trying to control that jack.
Right. Wow. So this is a deep therapy session for me. So we can do this for every card and everybody.
We can.
And you do this for a living.
I do. And it's fun. And it's interesting that this really simple system, it's apparently very simple. And then the moment we peel back layers, we have this wonderful complexity that shows up.
Yeah, it's incredible how many cards we're playing that all play a big role.
Right.
And, you know, another card we have is our Pluto card, our shadow card. And that plays a big role in this as well.
Well, it does. And what's interesting and sometimes challenging is teasing apart which cards are doing what at what times. You know.
Right, and maybe they're all working together.
That's right. At our best, it's like a symphony, and all of them are in tune, and we're playing the whole orchestra, and everyone's on the right note and the right tune, and it all sounds good.
Well, it's dynamic. And fortunately, for my wife and I, we got the opportunity to spend last weekend with you and Vicky. And enjoying the country and
beautiful there, yeah.
The country. And yeah, we talked a lot, we couldn't help it, we talked a lot about cards. And it just kept on being so real about the dynamic nature of who we are in our cards. It's not simple, it's dynamic. So you can't just go for a few cards and you say, okay, that takes care of me. You know, we have other cards at play. And we have the last show we did was our synergy cards. Mm-hmm. And that is, synergy are kind of like the hidden magic of who we are. It's right. It's a third card that plays at the top of our hand.
Yes, that's right. And it's like an overtone. It's like a harmonic overtone.
Right. And it also is wonderful for relationships. If you, mm-hmm. take any two people and you add up the math of the number of what number their card is in the deck, and then with that math you come to a third card in the deck. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of overriding theme of their relationship.
Yes.
And so many people can understand what's the purpose. People want to know, what's the purpose of this relationship? Why am I in it? And this synergy card of the relationship says a lot about it.
It's true. Right. So there are many different ways we can utilize this same toolkit. It's almost like there's many different card games we can play with the same cards.
It's true. What do we want to focus on?
Yeah.
And it goes on and on. And it is... You know,
it really does. And if anything, I often tell people the thing to actually be wary of is going too far down the rabbit hole and trying to parse out too many different meanings of all the different cards.
But that's why it's helpful to talk to an expert.
Sure.
Because you can be in a more objective mind.
Yeah.
Create more clarity for people.
Sure.
So, you know, it's amazing because we've done so many shows together. We've done probably a dozen shows at this
yes.
point. And there's never an end to what we can talk about. And I'm sure...
We could keep going. We could do a show on every card in the life path. The 13
well,
cards.
We've done that. One of the early shows we did years ago is that you actually gave a brief synopsis of every card in the deck. And you did that in one show.
I did, and this is different what I'm saying now. This is the meaning of each of the 52 cards in the different 13 positions that they could be in. Because there's 13 cards in the life path.
Right, so we all have a hand of cards.
That's right, and they mean something different. Like when you have the Four of Clubs as your Jupiter card, it means something different than when the Four of Clubs is your birth card.
Right, and so what we've been able to do in a lot of shows is talk about different cards, mm-hmm. and people are getting at least a sampling, and maybe some of the cards we talk about are their cards or somebody they know.
Sure.
And so we can always do more shows talking about more cards, and I love that.
We can.
Yeah, because every card has incredible stories to tell us about how we are living our lives.
That's right.
And it's so rich. Yeah, we're getting near the end of the show.
It's a map of reality, so we're looking at the map.
Right. What are you calling the cards? You have a new word.
I am starting to call them the source cards.
I love that.
Go to the source.
Yeah, they are the source. They create great clarity about who we are, yes, and what we're here for.
Yes.
And again, we come back to your website is lifeelevated.life. Mm-hmm. And you're Alexander Dunlop. And
I still am Alexander Dunlop.
Yeah, even since the start of the show.
Yeah.
And otherwise, you might have to play different cards.
Yeah.
But your book is called Play Your Cards Right. It's a sacred guide to life on Earth. Mm-hmm. And this is always said.
And you're quoted on the back cover of the book, as you know.
Oh, you know, I might have known that at one point, and then I lost track of that. I'm so grateful.
Yeah, you gave me a wonderful testimonial, and I put it right there, right at the very first.
I really honor that. That's so wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
So we'll keep exploring this, mm-hmm, in future shows, and I'm so glad to speak with you again on Energy Stew.
Thank you, Peter.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.